Blog Talk Radio. This is Community Hall News with your reporter, Kenneth Darwin. The Global News Program is brought to you by Living Save Ministries. And now, here is today's news.
All I can do is hope that they're finished. Now we're finished. And hello there, this is Pastor Corrine. I am happy that you're here for Community Hall News. There's a lot of things going on, and we're going to get into that. Let's see. Things are going on in North Korea. They're testing a cutting-edge missile. We all know about that. People that can be trusted, and we shouldn't worry about them, right? No, of course not. That would be the wrong thing. Their leader, Kim Jong-un, said that it was an anti-ship missile. That should be interesting. I don't know whether we can trust them or not. Yes, I do. But, hey, that's just my opinion. There are many North Korean people that I am sure are just great people. I don't know any, considering that they haven't let many out. But it's supposed to be an intelligent, precisely tracks the enemy, and so they would be able, once they get a lock, no matter where that ship happens to go, they can still get to you. At least that's what they say. Now, this was done with the military generals, and they're very pleased with what happened. So let's see what will happen as far as that goes. They say that it looks similar to a Russian missile. I forget which one it looks similar to, but this is just before the annual joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises. And I guess this is supposed to be a threat letting you know, hey, have that, and we're going to come after you with everything that we've got. Now, what about you? Are you afraid of what they're doing and who they are and all of that? I don't know. A lot of people are concerned. Let's move on. Okay. There are many people who are concerned about Bobby Christina Brown, which is Whitney Houston's daughter, who is still in a medically induced coma, from my understanding. The family is supposedly asking for a miracle, that this kid is really in bad shape. It would be a horrible thing and extremely ironic that she died, if she were to die the same way that her mother did. She is in the neuro ICU at Emory Hospital. Now, some people say one thing and other people say another thing. I don't really know what's going on, and I don't think any of us know exactly what's going on. It's supposed to be a visual for her tonight. It's called Shining a Light for Healing, and that's going to be at an amphitheater in Riverdale, Georgia, which is just outside of Atlanta. And it's supposed to be open to everyone. I'm not sure exactly. Are they asking that you pay to go? It's supposed to be an everyone welcome to attend, and it's supposed to be a show of support for her and the family. Contrary to what people have said, she is still on life support. There was never any let's take her off and let her die kind of thing. You're going to have to excuse me for just a minute, all right? Listen to some music. Listen to a little of DC Talk for me, and I'll be right back.
The greatest single cause of atheism in the world today is Christians. who acknowledge Jesus with their lips and walk out the door and deny him by their lifestyle. That is what an unbelieving world simply finds unbelievable.
What if I
All right. Thank you for being patient with me. There are times that I will have to disappear on this show or even on the Living Save show. Let's continue. We only have 15 minutes on this show. We may increase it as time goes by, or if you're interested in being the host of Community Hall News, give me a phone call, give me an email, whatever, but get in touch with me, and we will see what we can do to accommodate you. Just have an interest in it, man, and I am so open to it. A few days ago, at the National Prayer Breakfast, President Obama asked the people of all faiths reflect on the perils of religious arrogance. And he began with terrorists who profess to stand up for Islam, but he cautioned his fellow Christians as well. Yeah, that's right. His name may be Osama bin, President Obama's name may be whatever it is, but he is definitely Barack Obama. Yeah, I know his name. But for those who didn't know I was joking, let me just say. He cautioned his fellow Christians. He is a Christian of the Christian faith. Let's say that. I'm not going there right now. But he said, lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place. Remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery too often was justified in the name of Christ. So this is not unique to one group or one religion. There's a tendency in us, a sinful tendency that can pervert and distort our faith. He went on to say that, I believe that the starting point of faith is some doubt, not being so full of yourself and so confident that you are right and that God speaks only to us and doesn't speak to others, that God only cares about us and doesn't care about others, that somehow we alone are in possession of the truth. Now, needless to say, those remarks really ticked off the Republicans. Several past and current Republican political presidential candidates, such as Rick Santorum, Rudy Giuliani, Mike Huckabee, and a couple of others, have attacked the speech, and they said, and so have a dozen or more conservative commentators. They reject the suggestion that Christianity has anything to apologize for. Many even go further. They claim that Islam sanctions violence and that Islam is our enemy, or that Christianity is the only true faith. Now, in issuing these declarations, Obama's critics validate the propaganda of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And they're not just pandering to the Christian rights, they're aiding in the Islamic right. Now, you all know that I am a pastor, that I am a minister. You know this, and I am a Christian. Not only that, I am saved, because you ask anyone in America, most of them are going to say, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian, and have absolutely no idea what that truly is. Let me say this. I believe that there is but one God. I am a very strong proponent of that. I believe it, and I will go to my death believing this. I am not going to whitewash it, and Christianity is something that has not sought to hide its failures. The Crusades, done in the name of Jesus Christ, and I said it before, if you take a gun and you hold it to someone's head and say, believe this or you're going to die, a lot of them are going to say, oh, definitely, I believe this. You're not making converts, you're making hypocrites. Christianity has done it. Islam is doing it. Now, the difference is it ain't us doing it. Being an African American, I can tell you that many of slave masters use the scriptures as justification for slavery. So please, I have to agree with the president on this, to get off our high horses and stop pretending that we as believers in Christ have never done anything wrong or stepped outside of the will of God in trying to put forth his kingdom. We may not have done it with such reckless abandonment, or maybe we did. Quite frankly, the Crusades were violent and unnecessary. They went around the world saying, either believe this or we're going to have to kill you. You don't get to do that. Now, I understand that they're doing this in behalf of Allah. Let me understand, again, not the one true God. I am sorry for all of my Islamic brethren. I believe that we can have differences in this without becoming violent, without becoming unnecessarily radical. So let's walk on that side of the bridge, but let's not pretend that Christianity as a group has never done anything wrong. But let us understand that God has never done anything wrong. We've kind of screwed up and got off track. But God has not, the Bible has not, the Word of God has not ever gotten off track. So, I have to agree with the president. You may not, but that's the way it goes. We talked about Bobby Christina Brown and North Korea today, and we did a little bit about the National Prayer Breakfast. We can look at nothing else because time is up, but we're going to go a little further because I had to take that small little break of about 5 minutes. They have what they say, newborn twins already talking to each other. Now, I don't quite believe that they're talking in what's that called? English, because they don't know it yet. But there's probably some symbiotic language going on between them. I have a niece and a nephew. They're no longer little kids, but they used to have something called Weirdo Land, and they would speak to each other, and it used to drive me crazy because whatever they said, I didn't get it. We have to be careful because maybe they are saying something to each other. Maybe they're saying, how the heck did we get here? Ugh, this isn't fair. You can see how they might feel that way, can't you? Of course you can. All right, people. Thanks for tuning in on today. I'm going to do my best to be back here on Thursday. Why don't you tune in and see if I actually made it? But until we come back again, take care of yourselves. Find out what's going on in the world around you, what's going on in America, what's going on overseas. You want to know what's going on in your country, and you're no longer living there because you ought to know what's going on in your nation if you're living there, or you just want to share it with us to the show and let us know exactly what's going on. You guys have a very, very, very enjoyable evening. Take care. Bye. You've been listening to Community Hall News, a Living Saved Ministries production. We invite you to join us every Monday and Thursday as we explore the news and current events that's happening around the world and right here at home. Take care and keep your eyes open.